The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Tom, stage left.
Alvin.
Yes.
We got some fun stuff cooking here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. First of all, in hour one today, we spoke to the great John Zmirak. And the great Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager, oh my gosh, I love Dennis Prager. What can I tell you? Mm-hmm. What can I tell you? Folks, he's just unbelievable. And I don't want to forget to mention, by the way, he and Adam Carolla, the comedian, have come out with a movie called No Safe Spaces. So you may have heard all about it in the previous hour, but if you didn't, I am telling you, folks, please drag some friends, drag some young people to see it this weekend. This is nuts. It was like the biggest documentary of any weekend ever, except Michael Moore's documentary, I don't know what it's called.
Sicko.
Sicko?
Yeah.
Beat it by $200. Now, I'd like to think that that was our $200 that we, because we did not go to the theater this past weekend. So, Alvin, I'm looking at you.
Hey, I'm looking at you.
You made this happen.
You
made this happen.
Right back at you.
But can you imagine $200? So here's the issue.
Yeah.
The film is about the politically correct culture, mostly on campuses. Every parent owes it to themselves to understand what's happening on campuses. Because I know this stuff was beginning when I was at Yale, but people were thought like, oh, dear old Yale, and they give their money to Yale. And I'm thinking, do you know what you're giving your money to? It is 1,000 times worse at every campus in America, almost every campus in America, not every, but almost everyone, no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of so-called Christian colleges, it is madness. People need to know what's going on and what you're sending your kids into. And young people need to know that this is as un-American, as loony as it gets.
Yeah.
And Safe Spaces, Jordan Peterson is in it. Obviously, Dennis Prager's in it. Adam Carolla's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, principal Democrats like Alan Dershowitz talking in it. I saw it. It's fantastic. It's like one of these things. It's a wake-up call. But I hope that this weekend everybody will go out in force and it can beat the Michael Moore record, because it's just that good, but it's also that important.
Yes, it is.
So you can go to mysafespacesmovie.com. I think that's what it is. Or maybe it's mysafespaces.com.
It's mysafespaces.com,
right?
Sorry, it's nosafespaces.com.
You know why I said my?
Why?
Because I'm thinking of my pillow.
Oh,
MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. We're going to talk about MyPillow. Okay. NoSafeSpaces.com. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
NoSafeSpaces.com. 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 No Safe Spaces is the movie, and I just cannot recommend it enough. Yeah.
Type in your zip code, and it'll tell you where it's playing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you have to go to the NoSafeSpaces.com first, and then you type in your zip code. But honestly, when somebody makes a film like this, we have to support it. Now, I would say that even if it weren't great, but I saw it, it's great, it's important. Please take some young people, take some teenagers with you, force them to go. You say you want dinner tonight, come with me. And just take them, because it is that important. They're going to thank you in the future when that they were awakened to what is happening in America. But it's absolutely vital. On a similar note, this bumps right up against the issue of religious liberty, because it's all about liberty, right? First one is free speech. We have liberty to speak, to express ourselves in America. That's being shut down on campuses and elsewhere by the radical left. I mean, they're crazy. They used to argue for free speech. They used to be the ones, the ACLU used to argue that we have to endure people saying things that we don't like. Now, unfortunately, they have gone over to the dark side on this issue. But then the other thing is this issue of religious liberty. And I would say the same thing to you. Please, this week, give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. This is the last week we're doing anything for them. They are absolute heroes in this. I think later in this hour today, we'll have on somebody from the Alliance Defending Freedom. Okay, so we go from Dennis Prager and No Safe Spaces to MyPillow.com.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? You're going to think I'm making this up.
Okay.
At the NRB, this is what, 2 years ago? I can't remember if you were there with me or Chris.
Too. Yeah.
Chris, were you there when I interviewed Mike Lindell?
Oh, no, I was there 2 years
ago. Okay, so that's got to be, it's like 2 years ago. That's right. Okay, so this sounds like a joke, right? I interviewed Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. Now, you know that if you go to MyPillow.com, you have to use the code ERIC or Metaxas, and you get our discount. So we encourage you to please do that, and please tell all your friends, go to MyPillow. This stuff is fantastic. We talk about that all the time. But right now what I want to talk about is the fact that 2 years ago at NRB, I interviewed Mike Lindell on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to interview him is like trying to catch a fly and like you're on ice wearing socks. Like, forget it. He is just so all over the place. He's such a character. He's unbelievable. At some point, I managed to ask him one question that I thought was a good question. I said, Mike, you know, you talk about inventing a pillow. I said, that's such a basic item. How can you invent a pillow? And I said, it would be like saying, oh, I'm going to invent a towel. Like, what are you talking about? You can't invent a pillow or a towel. And he explained whatever. But I thought, you know, a towel was a good comparison, right?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
No joke. Mike Lindell has invented a towel.
Oh, no.
I am not joking. When I saw it online the other day at MyPillow.com, I thought, did he get this idea from me? Do I get 15% of this idea, Mike Lindell? Hey, Mike, do I get 15% of this? Because I was totally serious. I mean, I was joking, but I actually said this 2 years ago. No joke, he's invented a towel. And what he says on the website, there's like a little video, and most people will know that he is exactly correct. That a lot of towels today, you buy them and they feel super soft, almost like they've been treated like a Kleenex, been treated with lotion or something like that. Like they just feel whatever. But then they don't really dry you. Like, it's the most bizarre thing. It's not like thirsty cotton that soaks the moisture off. Like, it's just and if you ever get a towel like that, you think, towel, you had one job. One job. You're not doing the job. But I've noticed this over and over and over. So no joke, I go to his website. He has invented a towel, and he says everything that I just said and more about how they're treating these towels so that when you buy them, they feel all, you know, soft and whatever. But then when you use them, they basically move the water around. They do a demonstration. If you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see the video. They do a demonstration. This is not a fake demonstration. This is true, yeah. And I've seen it. And so now you can buy incredibly absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. You got to use the Eric discount, but I can you make this stuff up?
It's crazy,
Albin.
Crazy.
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
It's crazy. Anyway, I said I've got to mention this because I thought I was going crazy. I thought like he didn't also invent the towel after I joked publicly that, hey, you can't invent pillows, you can't invent towels. What are you doing? But he did.
He did it.
And he identified. I mean, this is the genius of the American system. He identified a problem that's a real problem. Like most people in America, you know what? I've noticed that in the last 10 years, something has happened. Some towel manufacturers figured out that we'll sell more towels. Women are going to go in there and they're going to say, ooh, it's soft. But then when you get it home, you're stuck. You're not going to throw the towel out.
No.
And it's not absorbent.
And people are walking around soaking wet because the towel is not absorbent.
The level of dripping in America has to stop, folks. It's got to stop. The dripping.
Please.
And so you need to go to mypillow.com. And check it out.
Eric,
and
taxes.
We're trying to. Oh my gosh! I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So, in a few minutes, we're talking to Joel Richardson, Sheep Among Wolves, and then we're going to be talking about ADF. We got a lot of stuff left, but I just hope you're having a good day, Albin.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and again, the Prager Store has put together something new. They have compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, the truths about what a woman needs, what a man needs. Also includes every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. I've done this segment for years. Now you can listen to all of them dating back to 2010. These hours have literally saved marriages. I wish I could read to you all the emails I have received and what people tell me at every speech. A couple will come over with a smile and thank me for what male-female hour has done for their marriage, or even gotten people to get married to begin with. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of the male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. 4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Folks, that's a little Bobby Sherman for you. We need a little Bobby Sherman in this world right now, and we need good news in general. I'd like to think if you tune into the Eric Metaxas Show, we like to give you a shot of hope every day, if not every day, as often as we can. I read something the other day that struck me as wonderful, hopeful, and I wanted to share it with you. It was an article at Fox News. The title is Iran has the world's fastest growing church despite no buildings, and it's mostly led by women. There is a documentary on this subject, and I have one of the producers, Caleb Park, is on the line with me now. Caleb, welcome to the program, and confirm to me that you are in fact a producer. Did I just get that wrong?
You got it right, but you got the name wrong. Caleb was the author of the article. This is Joel Richardson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know that I'm talking to Joel Richardson. What's wrong with me? Caleb was the author of the article at Fox News, but you're the producer. I just want to make sure I'm talking to the producer of this spectacular documentary. How did you come to be involved in this story? What is your background? Because when I read this, I said, I've never heard about this. This is good news. We need to know this.
Yeah, so I've been working with one of the ministries it's probably the most viral, fastest-growing network in Iran for the past several years, and I'm actually on the board. And so I meet with the leaders every year or so as they leave Iran and meet outside of the country for training and so forth. And really, they're some of my dearest and closest friends. And it's probably, of all the different things I do in terms of ministry, this is absolutely my most favorite thing to do.
Well, I mean, it's hard for us to believe, who are comfortable living in America, that this kind of thing is going on. And of course, the media typically ignores this, I think, because it's good news, because it's positive, because it puts Christians in a good light. They just tend to avoid it. So when I read this, I said, I've got to get you on, first of all, to congratulate you for being involved in this project. But tell us more about it. I know that the title is Sheep Among Wolves 2, and so there was a Sheep Among Wolves 1, I assume. When did that come out?
It was a few years ago. So the director and co-producer, Dalton Thomas, he's the executive director of FAI. We've actually produced 8 films. And the way we do it is we self-fund them, and then we put them online for free. So, you know, if you're interested, you can go on YouTube on FAI Studios or FAImission.org, and all the films are there for free. So we did the first one. But the second one, I would say this is probably the best film that we've done to date. We've got some really great cinematography, some great stories. It's just altogether, it makes for a fantastic film.
And what is FAI?
FAI is Frontier Alliance International. So it's a Christian evangelical missions organization. The past couple of years, we were working with the IDF, sending in doctors and medics into southern Syria. FAI works really all across the Middle East. And beyond being a missions organization, we also produce films. It's the pulpit of our time, so we've decided to utilize it.
Well, I do a lot of speaking around the country, and it's often for groups like the one you're describing. There are these amazing ministries around this country being funded principally by Americans that are reaching out into some of the most dangerous parts of the world to spread the good news of Jesus, and they are feeding people and giving people hope and showing them the love of God. It's the most wonderful thing, and I always lament that I hadn't heard about it before or that most people will never hear about this, which is one of the reasons I was so excited to have you on. When I read about this, and I'm grateful to Caleb Park for picking up on this and writing about it for Fox News, otherwise I would have never seen it. But there is so much good that is happening out there. We tend not to hear about it. I mean, you've been yourself on the front lines. You've seen some of this, some of the ugliness, but then you see the goodness that comes out of it. So, you know, when I first read this, I'm reading about Iran, and I say, how is it possible that we have the world's fastest growing church in Iran? It's just amazing to me.
So one of the things that a lot of people don't realize with regard to Iran is the people in Iran are devastated. You have one of the highest drug addiction rates in the world in Iran, one of the highest suicide rates in Iran. The people themselves are desperate. They have long rejected Islam as the solution. The regime is trying to force Islam onto the people, and they have rejected it, but they still have this underlying hunger for God. And so you really have the perfect spiritual conditions there for a revival. And thank God there are laborers there that are living in the country, that are working to preach the gospel aggressively, and they're seeing as a result of that, they're seeing tremendous viral fruit.
Well, it's hard for us to believe sometimes, you know, that there are people just like us living in Iran who have a hunger for truth and for God, who recognize the emptiness of this brand of Islam being pushed on them, forced on them by the mullahs there, and that they're hungry. And, you know, I think a lot of us wonder, well, if that is the case, who could be reaching out to them? Well, you're telling us that there are people reaching out to them, Frontier Alliance International most notably. So what are some of the stories that you've seen among some of these Iraqi Christians? Because they are really, Iranian Christians, but, you know, we can talk about Iraq as well. I know that there are lots of stories coming out of the Middle East that we tend not to hear.
You know, when you hear their stories, first of all, yes, there's all kinds of supernatural stories, encounters with Jesus appearing and all those kind of things. But the truth is, and people always love to highlight the supernatural stories, and we share some of those in the film. In fact, there's a woman that tried to commit suicide. She tried to hang herself, and she did. She wrapped the cable around her neck and jumped, and then she had a vision of Jesus. She was on his shoulders, and when she woke up, the noose was on the floor straight. She was in a locked room. She had this incredible vision of Jesus appearing to her. So there are those kind of stories, but the vast majority of the stories are simple. You emphasize everyday people. Everyday people boldly sharing the gospel, discipling those that are hungry, from scratch. And that's where the viral fruit comes from, is simple everyday faithfulness. And, you know, I emphasize in the film, you think of these people as these special forces, these elite units. They're in Iran and they're doing it. But then when you meet them, you really see they're just like you and me, Eric. They're fun. They're goofy. They're afraid. But despite all of that, they're faithful, and that's why we're seeing such tremendous fruit.
How is it possible? You know, when I read the headline, Iran has world's fastest growing church in quotes, despite no buildings. You know, when we say fastest growing church, how do we know that, or at least what are some of the metrics? What are some of the reasons that it would be perceived that way?
So you have a handful of different missions, organizations that do analysis. You've got Operation World, you've got the Joshua Project, and then you've got anecdotal evidence from the leaders inside. I mean, they're pretty determined. I mean, they're pretty good about keeping track of their numbers. You know, I met with one of the leaders recently. I said, how many did you baptize last year? And they said, last year, 400. And so each of these 400 that are being baptized are all being discipled to go on to make disciples themselves. There's a specific model that's being used called DMM, discipleship making model or method or movement, and that's why it's going viral. So some of it is just basic extrapolation, but there's no question that they I mean, you know, how many people can say they baptized 400 people last year?
Well, it's interesting when you think about Christianity in that part of the world. In this part of the world, people say, well, I gave my life to Jesus and, you know, I'm getting along with my boss better or my marriage is better. So they forget that the mandate is now to go and to help others get what you just got. And I think we do see that in developing countries when people are under this kind of persecution. They see that the time is short and that there are people that are suffering just like them, and they want to go out there and do something about it. And one of the reasons that I'm excited about this film and about what you and Frontier Alliance International are doing is that it galvanizes Christians in the West, folks like you and me who are reasonably comfortable, to see what is happening on the front lines of faith around the world. Now, if people want to see this film, Sheep Among Wolves 2, how can they see it?
Like I said, if you go on YouTube and type in FAI Studios, or if you just go to FAImission.org, all the films are available for free. And, there's multiple platforms that they're on.
So the first one a couple of years ago, Sheep Among Wolves 1, is that in any way something that people need to see before they see this? I'm assuming not.
No, you can jump right into 2 or you can watch 1 first.
Okay, all right. We're going to be right back, folks. I am right now talking to Joel Richardson, one of the producers of this film, Sheep Among Wolves 2, which you can watch right now. Go on YouTube to FAI Studios. Really important stuff.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate for the third time this year to a range between 1.5% to 1.75%. A wind-driven wildfire burning northwest of Los Angeles has now grown to 1,300 acres. The Ventura County Fire Department says that blaze is threatening 6,500 homes. The fire erupted before dawn between the cities of Simi Valley and Moore Park. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment resolution pushed by House Democrats would deny President Trump of the most basic rights of due process. A Thursday vote has been set. George Papadopoulos, a former Trump campaign aide who was a key figure in the FBI's Russia probe, is running for the U.S. House seat that was left vacant by Democrat Katie Hill. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 112 points, the NASDAQ ahead 32. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special so you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
Girl, to be with you is my favorite thing. Yeah.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I, too, wish to put on my boogie shoes, but I've got a show to do right now. I'm talking to the producer of a film called Sheep Among Wolves 2, which tells the story of Iranian Muslims converting to Christianity. You keep hearing about this. This is a film about it. Joel Richardson, I have to ask you, what is your background? Where did you grow up, and how did you find yourself doing what you're now doing?
So I grew up South Shore, Massachusetts, South Boston. I was nominally Catholic at best, had a radical conversion at 19. And there was a missionary that had come to our church and talked about the 1040 window, talked about the Islamic world, how it represented half, Muslims represent half of the unreached world.
What kind of a church was it? Was this in South Boston at the time?
Yeah, it's called Brockton Assembly of God. It was this.
So, but isn't that the question? What the heck were you doing in a Brockton Assembly of God church? That's kind of amazing. What happened to you?
Well, I had a radical conversion at 19. So I was a little drug addict, street punk, and drug dealer, and had a just pretty powerful encounter with the Lord through a series of events at 19, and then ended up at this church where I was discipled for the first couple of years of my new spiritual life.
And what part of the country are you in these days?
These days I abide in Kansas. I'm actually in Kansas City.
Well, the 1040 window, I remember when I first heard about that. It must have been 1989. And I remember just being lit up. It was the Perspectives course on world missions, and they start talking about this 1040 window, how there's a part of the world where Christianity is forbidden. I mean, it's an amazing thing when you start thinking about how do we reach these people who are really behind enemy lines. They are just as hungry for truth as any of us. Many of them are suffering, so they're more hungry for truth. I'm amazed by it. I guess I want to ask you as well, when we're talking about Iran, it's obviously a Muslim majority nation. Many people there are becoming Christians, and then oddly enough, becoming aggressively pro-Israel. How is it possible for us to fathom people in Iran becoming pro-Israel? How is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, there's a divine poetic beauty to this that only God can do. You know, you think the regime, the mullahs, the government, they represent the greatest existential threat to Israel right now. And right under their noses, their people are falling in love, not just with the Jewish Messiah, not just with the God of Israel, but with the Jewish people themselves. And they're interceding. I was with a group a couple years ago, and they actually asked me, they said, do you think it's possible that we can send missionaries to Israel? And you think about that. That's just, it's unfathomable. But, I mean, how does it happen? It's very simple. They read the scriptures, and there is a work of the Holy Spirit in them. And if, you know, it's amazing, Eric, I'll tell you, I was teaching one time, and I was teaching a group of them, and I said, now, the difference between the American gospel and the biblical gospel is this, and the translator stopped me, and he said, Joel, I'm not going to translate that. And I said, why not? He said, Joel, they don't know the American gospel. The only thing they know is the gospel. In other words, they haven't been tainted by all of the various ideas that we're influenced by. They just open the scriptures, and what they see there is what they become, and they're taught to obey it. And so for that reason, this is one of the distinctive hallmarks, is that they love the Jewish people. They're crying out for the salvation of Israel.
I mean, that is about the craziest thing I have heard in a long time. It is absolutely miraculous, counterintuitive, stunning that you have Muslims in Iran becoming Christians and then learning to love Israel. It seems to me that, you know, even if I didn't know that God's hand was in this, it sure looks like his hand is in history and that he's doing things that are just under the radar with regard to the mainstream media at this point.
Yeah, there's no question. And, you know, as a result of all this, this is, you know, I mean, this has pretty significant geopolitical ramifications right now. But when you step back and you look at it, you know, the Persians and the Jews, they have a long history. They're, you know, the Persians have been used by the Lord throughout biblical history really to bless the Jews. But at this moment, the regime represents the greatest potential to wipe Israel off the map. And so one of the things we highlight in the film is the story of Haman. You know, he set up the gallows to destroy the Jewish people, but in the end, he's the one that hung on his own gallows. And we believe in a lot of ways what God is doing with this movement in Iran, raising up this prayer movement for Israel, is it's that same type of divine justice that he's working behind the scenes.
Well, it's amazing. It's God's jujitsu. He does it all the time through history. We see it happening now. I want to remind my viewers, pray for the people of Iran. The people of Iran, the people of China are not the same as the rulers in Iran and the rulers in China and in many of these nations where people have little choice. We need to pray that they get the courage to stand up and to turn to God. I want to say to you, Joel Richardson, and those of you working at Frontier Alliance International, thank you for all you're doing. It's just spectacular.
Thank you so much for having me on, Eric. I appreciate it.
My joy. Folks, check it out, Sheep Among Wolves 2. We need to know what is happening out there, folks. Check it out, Sheep Among Wolves 2. Share it with your friends. Please do that. Go to YouTube, FAI Studios. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and today is Wednesday, and we are still trying to raise funds for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I don't think I need to tell you more about them because I've said a lot, but I did want to get Bob Trent, who's with the Alliance Defending Freedom, on the program so we could talk more from his perspective and their perspective of what they do. Bob Trent, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very glad to have you. The work you guys do just kills me. It's like so important. So I just wanted to hear from you anything that I have not covered in the last week. So let me just ask you, why is ADF suddenly so incredibly important? I mean, 20 years ago, it made little difference if somebody like ADF existed. Today, I can't even imagine America without you guys fighting these battles.
Well, I do appreciate so much the great things you've been saying about Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's unfortunately true. You know, we see across the country in state and local governments laws being passed, like the one that was used to go after Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop. We see college students on college campuses across the country, their free speech rights are being taken away when they step on a public campus, and that's not right. We also know that extreme abortion laws are being passed in all parts of the country. Boys are being allowed to compete in girls' sports in Connecticut. We're involved in a case there. And also because of the Equality Act. You know, that is a law that would enshrine things like boys competing in girls' sports or the laws that, like, that were used to go after Jack Phillips nationally with no exemptions for churches or faith-based organizations. Our fundamental freedoms are being attacked, and they're being attacked in the places that Americans and your listeners go every single day, in their work, where they volunteer, in their place of worship.
It's interesting because there are certain times when things get so crazy that everybody almost has to acknowledge that it's crazy. And the transgender issue is one of those things. When you have boys winning, beating girls in sports, and saying that they're girls, and then the girls are losing to boys in girls' sports, I think, you know, most Americans know something is wrong with this picture. You don't have to be a women's advocate. You don't have to be a feminist. You just have to be a normal person with common sense and say, this is outrageous. But what's most outrageous to me is that without you, without the Alliance Defending Freedom, and a handful of other folks, this stuff is being perpetuated by the leaders and the governments of these states. I mean, it's almost unbelievable that people could lack common sense on this level, that they would impose this lunacy on children, on young women who are trying to compete, trying to win races. And I just have to say that's the case that takes my breath away more than any others.
Well, I agree with you. We've been involved in these issues for some years now. ADF was founded to show up because nobody else was in situations like this. You know, these families are turning to us. I can't tell you how many calls that we get every single month because their daughter just lost a race in a high school track meet, or that their daughter was in a locker room, turned around, and there was a boy changing next door. These are things that we know are happening every day across the country. My concern is that I think most Americans don't realize that it's happening, to their daughters, to their nieces, in their school districts right now.
And isn't it that people are afraid to lose? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, we just know that it is happening, and it does. It takes the opportunities for girls not just to compete in sports, but then the educational and scholarship opportunities that they can look forward to on in college. We know that case in Connecticut, that there is one boy who holds 10 state records now in events that used to be held by 10 different girls. These are 15 state championships that have gone to these boys in Connecticut, and that's just depriving girls of the opportunity to compete and win and be recognized.
I mean, again, it sounds like we've fallen through the looking glass and we're in a crazy world, a bizarro world. The idea that school administrators, teachers, parents let this happen amazes me. If everyone were to make a fuss, this wouldn't be happening. Anytime anything like this happens, people think, well, I don't want to lose my job. Well, I don't want to look unpopular. Those folks who are willing to stick their necks out, you guys at ADF have their back. That's what another reason that you're heroes to me, and I hope everybody in my audience will want to give. I should mention, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner for ADF, and you can give there. And there's also a phone number. Let me give you the phone number. 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. People always say that, you know, this is terrible. Well, then the question is going to be, your grandkids are going to say, what did you do? At the very least, folks, give something to the people that are fighting these battles. I just cannot believe that we need to fight them. ADF is fighting them. And you all, Bob, you've won 9 victories at the Supreme Court in the last 7 years. That is how good ADF is.
Well, we have. We've been blessed with, you know, great attorneys at Alliance Defending Freedom. The fact is that it takes, you know, years, sometimes 6 or 7 years and 7 figures to get a case from, like Jack Phillips' case, from a local commission all the way to the Supreme Court for victory. But we are in courts every single day representing people like Jack Phillips or a student who was denied an application for a conservative group on campus and told, no, we don't agree with that point of view. You're not allowed to form that group. We're in courts every single day defending people just like that. And we can't do it without the support of people like your listeners. We defend all of those people at no cost to our clients.
That is the key. You do it at no cost. You need people's help. Do you have another couple of minutes to hang on the line, or do you have to go, Bob?
No, I'm good.
Okay, hang on, folks. When we come back, another couple of minutes with Bob Trent. Folks, please give generously. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. This is a vital battle in our time.
Well, in walked a man with a gun in his hand, and he was looking for you know.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fed officials have cut the federal funds rate, the interest charged on overnight loans among banks, for the third time this year, to a range of 1.5 to 1.75%. The lower rates are designed to support economic growth because of a global slowdown, trade uncertainty, and inflation running at low levels. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has signaled that the U.S. Central Bank will likely forego future cuts.
We see the current stance of policy as likely to remain appropriate as long as incoming information about the economy remains broadly consistent with our outlook.
Powell said it would take a material reassessment of the central bank's outlook of the economy for additional cuts to occur. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment resolution being pushed by House Democrats would deny President Trump the most basic rights of due process. A Thursday vote has been set on that resolution. This is SRN News.
Are you tired of owing back taxes to the IRS or state and need relief? New guidelines in tax reform have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative programs, but this won't last long. The tax problem solvers have set up a direct line for a free qualification. Call 1-800-928-7418. Put this number in your cell phone, 1-800-928-7418. You'll be given the opportunity to speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax situation and explain how you can reduce and even eliminate the debt. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk of collection enforcement, such as wage garnishments, liens, and bank levies. If you're currently on a payment plan, have unfiled tax returns, or have been denied in the past, new guideline changes may make it possible to qualify now. Make sure to ask us about our free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. Call 1-800-928-7418. Again, that's 1-800-928-7418.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers split the tree.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about religious liberty, something I talk about all the time because I think it's at the very center of life in America, in the West for sure, but in America, we still seem to have a fighting chance because of people like the Alliance Defending Freedom. You know that Canada and much of Western Europe has gone absolutely haywire, and the only reason we have not yet gone totally haywire is because we are really fighting. We are really representing the truth and the Constitution and the rights of every American. We are fighting, but Alliance Defending Freedom is the one doing the actual fighting in the courts. And I have Bob Trent with the Alliance Defending Freedom on the line right now. Bob, how did you get involved in working for ADF? I mean, was this something that you've been interested in for a long time, or is this are you a recent convert like me to understanding the importance of this?
Well, I actually came from broadcasting, maybe not at the level that you are, but here in Phoenix, and reporting on stories and reading stories all the time about these issues. And more often in cases like Baronelle Stutzman, the florist in Washington, or Jack Phillips in Colorado, or, again, some of these crazy events on college campuses, I saw the Alliance Defending Freedom was involved over and over and over again. And I wanted to honestly volunteer. I would have done anything to help Alliance Defending Freedom, help the people that reach out to them. And it just happened that there was a right fit for my skill set, and I got to come to work and apply those skills on behalf of Alliance Defending Freedom and defending First Amendment freedoms for all Americans. And I'm just so fortunate to be able to do so.
Now, I know that there are a couple of organizations that do similar things. What is the difference if somebody says, hey, I want to give to this? Why would I give to the Alliance Defending Freedom and not to this group or that group? What is it that you all do uniquely?
Well, we equip allies and we equip attorneys. You know, Alliance Defending Freedom has on staff 60 attorneys because we realized at a certain point that to take a case from a local, you know, court all the way to the Supreme Court requires commitment that is extraordinary on the part of attorneys. It's a full-time job of a team. And so we began equipping attorneys across America. Right now there are 3,100 allied attorneys in almost every community in the United States that we have trained that also will provide pro bono help, free help, to people who are experiencing a challenge to their First Amendment freedoms. And again, that's something that that we believe in. We believe that we need that kind of army of attorneys in order to get the job done. And so we just ask people what role they want to play in supporting us in that, because most often these are everyday normal Americans that we represent. I guarantee you that Jack Phillips, when he showed up at Masterpiece Cake Shop that day, never believed he would wind up at the Supreme Court just because he made a decision, like he does every day,
yeah,
not to participate or create a message that conflicts.
No, he is. I have met him. He's a humble, normal human being, just like most of the people listening to this program. Living your life out, and if you're living your faith out, folks, you will bump into this, and you will want the Alliance Defending Freedom to be there. So I'm asking you now, invest in the future. If it's not you, it's your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter. This is where we are in the country right now, and I want everybody listening, please, folks, be generous. Give what you can to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You can go to our website, metaxastalk.com. The banner is there. This is the last week to do it. We desperately need your help. America needs your help. And since most of you are part of America, you're helping yourselves. God bless you. Thank you, Bob Trent, for all that you do.
Well, thank you very much for having me and all that you do for Alliance Defending Freedom.
Well, it's my honor. Folks, please be generous. Thank you.